Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without it even being a cliche. Without you, there's no me. Ladies and gentlemen, I might as well go ahead and jump right into it, right? Let's get at it. Well, in case you don't know, even though I know you know, because this is national news right about now, there was a mass shooting in Philadelphia. Yes, I said it, a mass shooting in Philadelphia. Philly. What up, Philly? Like, what's happening, man? Like, what are y'all doing? Like, these kids is like, I don't know what these kids in Philadelphia are doing, but I know what they want in life. And that's a prison sentence. And can't nobody tell me nothing different. Because to get out there and shoot, how many people did they shoot? Okay, it was 18s. The age was between 15 to 17. So that let me know it had to be teenagers who done the shooting as well, because I can't see somebody in their 20s or somebody in their 30s. If they are in their 20s and their 30s, then I pity the fool for them two dumb motherfuckers. I ain't gonna sit there and lie to you, but I digress. They got to be around about the same age, and they probably go to the same school, same neighborhood. Mama and dad is probably know each other, that kind of shit, I bet you. But anyway, eight teenagers, and one of them was hit, how many times? Over 30 shots were fired, and the 17-year-old boy was hit 9 times. He is in critical condition. You know, my thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family. Like, Philly, I'm talking to Philly right now. Like, Philly, come on. Yeah, this is supposed to be the city. And now, I'm gonna say this because it needs to be said. This is supposed to be the city of brotherly love. Oh, yeah? Where do y'all get that name from anyway? The city of brotherly love. Because what's so brotherly when you sitting there gunning down your own brothers? Makes some sense to me, Philly. Like, what is it? Is something in the water? What is it? Like, because was that some gang shit? Like, what's happening? Like, what was these kids' parents at, man? Because, like, yo, like, for real? 30 shots? Like, and they're like, man, it's scary, man, because they don't care who they hit. They'll shoot anybody. If you got beef, if somebody got beef and you're around that person, then you better have on a bulletproof vest or something. Or one of them John Wick suits or something. You know what I mean? Like, because you're going to catch a shot. You are going to catch a shot. And this is crazy. Philly, you got to get it together. And, you know, back to the street shit now. You know, ain't nobody going to tell. No one is going to tell, you know, who did the shooting, even though they probably know who, you know, they probably know who done it. But you know how we are. You know, we don't know what snitching really is, to be honest with you. And I'm gonna keep it real in the black community. We don't know what snitching is. We don't know. We don't have a goddamn clue. Because these kids, they really need to be off the streets. You don't think so? Damn, if you don't think so, that could have been your child. Like, I don't know why people, you know, we get to the point now that people no longer, in my humble opinion, and I could be wrong, but people no longer want to put themselves in other people's shoes. Like, that could have been your child getting on the bus, getting ready to come home, probably had a good day, probably making A's and B's, not starting no trouble, and they caught some shot. Because of what? It had to be something dealing with social media. Awesome. And I hope it wasn't no gang shit, but it probably was. And I could be wrong, but I want to know. Like, the city need to know. Like, if these are your kids, like, turn these kids in. I know the kid. They got to be the same age. I'm going to go on the limb and say probably 18 or 19. But I don't think now one of these kids was 20. And I can tell you right now, probably from the same neighborhood. Like, again, mama and daddy probably know each other. Shit. Like, this is crazy right now, though, Philly. Philly. Y'all got to do some Philly, and you got to do better. Y'all kids are dying out there in the streets, man. Getting shot out there in the streets. Potentially dying out there in the streets. And this is what the community gonna do? The community gonna keep their mouth shut? Oh, they gotta keep it real, right? So this is what keeping it real is all about. Consider a brotherly love my ass. Yeah, right, Philly. I'm not buying that one, Philly. That y'all are the city of brotherly love and you can't do the right thing. The right thing is, if you know who did this shit, man, turn them kids in, man. Because they need to be caught and they just need to be locked up. Because, like, they could have killed 8 people. They could have killed 8 people. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you? Like, no bullshit. Literally, 8 people could be laying in the morgue right now. But thank God no one is dead. And I hope this 17-year-old boy pulled through. He in critical condition. He got hit 9 times. He can make a rap song now. And I'm not even making a joke about it. But 9 times. Life done change. Everybody life done change. They'd have been shot. Come on, Philly. Come on, Philly. If y'all not gonna stand up for y'all own children and y'all city, then what are you doing? If you're not gonna do the right thing about the kids, the teenagers that's going to school in this city, then what are y'all doing? You are no better. You know what I mean? Like, there got to be a point inside of our community, and I'm a black man. I'll be 43 this year, I'm 42. But there got to be a point inside of the community. We'd be like, you know what? Enough is enough. We got to take our own community back. But, you know, Philly, come on now, Philly. The city of brotherly love. Brotherly love. Yeah, right, Philly. Yeah, I don't believe that no more. Y'all don't love y'all brother. You're trying to kill your brother. Or trying to kill dad. You're trying to kill your sister. Like, it doesn't matter no more. Y'all not the city of brotherly love, man. Like, cut that bullshit out. Y'all the city of, you know what? We don't love nobody. We're going to kill whatever. We're going to shoot whatever. We're going to hit whatever. Like, fuck it. Like, y'all don't care. You just don't care. Do the right thing. Philly, do the right thing and turn these kids in because they need to, because they don't get caught. You know what's going to happen? This shit going to go to their head and you know what they're going to do? You already know what they're going to do. Do I really got to tell you? They're going to do the same shit again. And this time, it could be worse. So if you know, do the right thing. It's time. It's time. If you don't think it's time right now, you probably don't got a child on. But it's time, though. Because shit like this shouldn't be happening. It just shouldn't be happening, man. Like, really? 8 teenagers, man, from 15 to 17 were shot. 2 of them hospitalized in critical condition. And I said 1. But 2 of them. Wonder how their parents feel. That how their parents is feeling. You know, their loved one. Like, do the right thing. Do the right thing. Black people. My people. It's time. It's time we cut this bullshit. Like, this is not who we are. I don't think, and I could be wrong, but I don't think Dr. King, Malcolm X, you know, when they were going through all this in the 60s, I don't think this was their vision. I don't think this was the vision that they had. There's no way in hell. This was the vision that they had when they was moving, marching, fighting for civil rights. I don't think they thought it'll be for nothing. But right now, what was it for? What are we doing? We killing each other in the streets. What are we doing? So Philly, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, if it's your son, do the right thing. Do the right thing. Because if you don't, the next time, it could be even worse. Man, you got to do the right thing, Philly. You got to. And on that note, Philly, I don't know what else to say. I appreciate y'all listening to me. But come on now. Come on now. Something got to give. Something has to give. Because if it don't, it's going to get worse. And it's not going to get better. And on that note, I love y'all. And keep on listening to your boy and share this one.